Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Angelina and Jenny have an explosive blowout. You guys really don't want to miss this. Keep on watching. You're watching AfterBuzz TV.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Gosh!
I almost don't even have words, guys. Guys.
We're processing it.
Welcome to the Jersey Shore After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Guys, this is probably the best episode, I think, of this whole season. What do you think?
Best episode ever. Of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Best episode ever.
I was literally on my seat the entire time. So before we get into it, I'm your host, Justine, and we are here with Benny Adams, who is a host here at AfterBuzz, a Jersey Shore fanatic. He hosts The Challenge, and he also hosted A Double Shot at Love here. So he's definitely credible for Jersey Shore because he does all the Jersey Shore shows. So.
Yes, I am a huge fan of Jersey Shore, and I'm excited to talk about this crazy episode with you guys.
Yeah, seriously, you don't want to miss it because the fight that is explosive is something, you know, we definitely need to break down. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be toward the end of the episode. We have our special segment, like usual, and some news and gossip. I mean, with this show, there's always news and gossip because things are always changing.
Yes.
So stay tuned because the news is definitely juicy. And I think you're going to be surprised because when we were reading up in it, I was like, what? Yeah, I couldn't even believe it.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, we definitely did it. But thank you guys so much for joining us. We genuinely love having you here and engaging. I usually go on and I engage with you guys after because I like to talk about the show even more than I do now. So definitely comment. Let us know what you think of the show while we're doing it.
Yes.
So the episode started off with a small recap, which I really do like that they do. Mm-hmm. I like that they do a little recap because so much happens
refresh
on this show.
Our memories.
Yeah. So much happens on the show that it's nice to get a little recap. Mm-hmm. It just kind of goes back and shows the whole 24 Angelina situation, the whole groping situation. Yeah. And last week, if you didn't watch, we talked about our opinions and we were kind of all split on whether we were team Angelina and Jenny. And I mean, I hate even putting them against each other, but like, it's kind
you
of just
to.
Like, it's kind of how it is. Angelina and Dina take a separate car. They're going to Point Pleasant this time. And Snooki and JWoww, they drive together. They drive mm-hmm. separate. There's obviously going to be some tension between Jenny and Angelina. So I think maybe that's why they take a separate car.
Yeah. I would think so. It was the calm before the storm. And I was just like, I just want to see the fight. You know, I don't want to see them driving or talking about what's probably going to happen. Just fast forward to the fight.
It means to show they have to do this, right? Like, it's like they have to build it up. But, yeah, they go to Point Pleasant, which is funny because it's actually about, I could be wrong, it's like a half hour to 40 minutes from the house that I grew up in, mm-hmm. in Jersey. So, yeah, that's enough. I didn't give myself credit of to why I'm on this panel, but I am from Jersey. And I actually am going to be doing Dina and possibly Angelina, depends, makeup for the People's
Choice
Awards.
How cool is that, you guys?
Yeah.
This is why she's on this show.
I love
this
it.
This is exactly why.
I love these people. I've done Dina twice already for the MTV Awards, so I'm doing her again. And
that's awesome.
I did Angelina last time, too, and she's a sweetheart. And you know what? I try not to be biased because of that.
Team Angelina.
I'm being serious. I really do try not to be biased because I know her and I know how cool she is. And I really, really try not to. Mm-hmm. And I think I do a good job of putting it together because I can see where she has had faults and stuff.
You do.
But I'm trying to... God, there is so much that happens in this freaking episode. They drive together. I like how Dina was talking about how to properly confront someone.
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
So... when I was watching this, I I was like, okay, I get where Dina is coming from, but at the same time, Dina and Angelina are two completely different people. Dina is on one side of the spectrum. Angelina is on the other side of the spectrum. Where have we ever seen Angelina act like Dina? You know,
never.
Not saying that the way Angelina acts is bad. They just have very different personalities, and they have different ways of handling things. Angelina likes to be upfront and talk about it, while Dina is more, you know, let's just brush it under the table maybe, or have, you know, a civil conversation if we can. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like Dina having that conversation with Angela and telling her how she should go about it, I just felt like that, I knew that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's so weird to see Dina, she doesn't even seem like the same person from season one, she came three. She doesn't even seem like the same person from then. I was rewatching stuff because I always rewatch stuff on them. And, you know, she's always talking about her underwears and like, oh my God, I'm so drunk, I don't know what I'm going to do tonight. And like, you know, with the way she's talking, and it's so funny to see her completely changed. Now she doesn't like drama. She stays out of it. She's definitely seems like she's the most mature one. Yeah, so it's funny to see how much she's changed. From
and it comes with age for some people. You know, once they get older and she has a kid, she's married now.
Vlad isn't stopping Jenny. So
it's definitely not. So but you know, for some people, it changes for them. And then I'm sure she's seen herself on TV, and maybe she was like, oh, you know, it's time for me to, you know, act a little bit more mature. I can't, you know, be getting arrested, or I can't be getting like super drunk in public. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, the boys get to the beach house and they basically called one of the rooms. They're like, I am not taking this room. This is for the girls. Mm-hmm. It looks whatever. If it's girly, it made sense too, because there's four beds and there's the three guys. So I knew from that second, I was like, there's going to be drama, but I knew that the drama wasn't going to unfold having to do with where they were sleeping. So I'm curious to see in the future episodes if, like, that is tension that they're all staying
right
there.
And let's be honest, like, the guys, they wanted the drama. They were probably so happy when they saw that, oh, it's four beds, so all the girls are gonna be in this room.
They like, probably did it on purpose.
Right, exactly. Like, they want the drama. They know what's gonna go down. They know JWoww and Angelina's personality, so they were ready for it.
So, side note, do you think that Snooki, this is so random, but it just came to my head because I wrote it down. Do you think she's like, I planned the house last time, I planned the house this time. You think she really planned this house with the producers?
It was the producers, because it was just set up perfectly. Three beds I don't see Snooki saying, you know, okay, let me get a house with three beds for the guys and four beds for the girls, unless she planned this
like
before
two bedrooms,
right?
Weird.
Unless she planned this before the all the drama started.
Yes, and also like, let me know if you guys have ever been in a house where there's four beds. Like, it seems like it's planned for the show, and because in a show you have to have. If you've ever been on set before, if you've seen sets behind the scenes, it's almost like you think about like a set right here, how there's lights and there's cameras and stuff. So on a set in the house, regardless where it is, there are lights on the ceilings. Like, it's more of like a studio feel. So this house, it had to be planned strategically, because not everybody wants their house to be turned into like a studio. And obviously it'll be taken down and stuff,
right?
But I think it was probably planned.
And I love the fact when Pauly D walks in, he's like, oh, this is a rich people's house. And I'm just like, you guys are loaded with money. But that just tells like how down to earth they are, which I really like.
Well, it's really funny you just said that, because I was thinking when he said that, God, like, they started their careers. What I mean, they started their show completely, you know, not having like, I mean, I don't know their financial situations, but like, so his car was breaking down. They were just like average everyday people.
Angelina had trash bags.
Yeah, so I think it's crazy that they started with no money, and now they have all this money, and they're like, ooh, rich people's house.
Right.
Like,
I love it.
They started out in, like, the shore house, which is, like, nothing, and now it's, like, it's kind of sad. I'm like, they used to be happy filming in a house that was kind of like shitty.
Yeah.
And now it's like they have to upgrade.
I wish they had the duck phone. Remember that?
Well, yes. So a little secret. It's not a secret. I think everybody knows. I mean, if you don't know, they've been banned from filming in Seaside. It was too much like drama or too much commotion in Seaside they were causing. So that's why they don't really go back to that house that much. And especially after last time, maybe, I think that may be why, and that's why they're going to Point Pleasant. Point Pleasant is a lot less trashy, though, because Seaside's trashy. I'm not even gonna lie. I don't even go there when I go home. It's like it's too much. So these shore members can really go anywhere, and they kind of make it a little trashy. But it's okay. That's why we love them.
That's why we watch.
Yeah. So before we get into the most important and craziest part, it's the longest part that we're going to talk about, which is the whole fighting scene. Benny, do you want to tell our AfterBuzz something?
Of course. What's up, guys? We here at AfterBuzz just want to let you all know how appreciative we are of you guys making us the ESPN of TV talk. And in order for us to grow even more, we need your help. So if you're on YouTube right now, go ahead, give us a thumbs up. If you're on iTunes listening to us, go ahead and give us a 5-star. Working at AfterBuzz means so much to us, and we just want to continue to learn and grow. So go ahead, leave us a comment. Let us know how we're doing. Talk about the show, and we will discuss it back with you.
Yes, for sure. Thank you, guys. Seriously, like I was saying before, we love to engage. I have a YouTube channel, and I'm always like commenting. Like, I don't mean to be creepy, but I like to really engage with you guys and see who you are and see your personality. So you're not just like someone behind the screen. Like, that's not. I don't like that. I want to know you guys are real people. Right. So we really love to talk to you about that. And now, getting into this whole situation, I'm going to be looking down a lot because I took notes. There was a lot that happened and that I like wanted to pencil in, just so you know like why I'm looking down, because I really want to make sure we get over everything.
Yeah.
So much happened. So dinner was awkward, to say the least. Everybody sits down. Nobody's awkward. Talking. Yeah. Say it.
Awkward.
It was extremely awkward. I'm surprised he didn't say that, to be honest. I'm surprised Bolletti didn't say that. But no one's talking. Long story short, Angelina calls out Vinny and Jenny, but not in that sense. That sounds like, oh, she's starting drama. It was kind of like, what happened was the situation got a little bit heated because how did they even start talking about Angelina's nipples being pierced, first of all? That is the part
so
I didn't write down.
She got up. They just noticed it. Someone was like, well, wait, are your
Vinny.
Nipples pierced? Yeah, Vinny was like, are you? Of course it would be Vinny.
And he wanted to say, of course, like, why are you staring at her boobs, Vinny?
And so Angelina was like, at first she was like, no. And then,
So then it escalated from there, and Angelina, like, kind of, it's not that she like started out, but she was just like, oh, I've had beef with you and you.
And you.
And, like, it was, like, a little much, but I didn't, that's the one part I didn't write down. Did she say that first, or did Jenny call her out?
No, so Angelina started the whole thing. She started the whole thing. Jenny wasn't saying anything.
Okay, you're right.
Right, and so Angelina, she was like, you know what, I have a problem with you, and then she points at Jenny, and she's like, and you, and then everyone's like, oh my God, here we go.
Well,
and
then Jenny, I don't know how I mixed those two, I got them wrong order, but then, long story short, Jenny calls out Angelina for being a liar, but like, starts saying like, you're lying about your nipples being pierced, which is so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it was just dumb. Like, I don't know why she even said that. But then she started to lecture her on why her man doesn't respect her, because they started going at it. I'm not going to go like detail to detail, because we all saw the episode. We all know what happened. But the way Jenny was going at her and saying how her man, like, doesn't respect you because you're doing this kind of stuff behind his back. Basically, a fight breaks out. They almost, like, actually fight. They're holding up bottles and stuff. Up to this point of the fight, what are your thoughts on it? And I know you have a lot to say.
All right. So my whole thing is, love Angelina. And I want to say, like you said, we hate putting them like against each other,
but they do it to themselves.
Yeah,
it is
what it is. I have to go with Angelina, but I will say, I don't know if this fight would have happened if Angelina didn't start it by saying, you know, pointing out J-Well.
But I like her for that because she's not afraid of her. Like,
that's true.
She'll stand up for herself, but she didn't take Dina's advice on doing it.
Exactly.
A different way.
Exactly. And commenting on the whole fight, I give props to Angelina for sticking up for herself because she is sometimes the lone wolf when it comes to the group. As far as J-Wow, she took a lot of low blows first, and so that caused Angelina to take the low blows. And I just felt that Jenny was going too far, and then she brought Ronnie into it, which I know we'll talk about.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a mess, but I give so much props to Angelina for sticking up for herself and not backing down.
And the thing was, I don't think Angelina was acting that crazy. Like,
no.
She was just standing up. Like, she's, the thing is, when people, it makes me mad when people go after her, when the house, basically meaning like Snooki and Jenny, mm-hmm. like talking about her, she's like crazy and this and that. I'm like, because those two are also screaming.
Yeah.
They're screaming at Angelina. What do you want her to sit there and not scream back?
Exactly.
Like, it that whole thing pissed me off. But what really got me, and I remember like this whole episode, I was sitting like this. I was like, oh my God, because it really pissed me off when Jenny was going after Angelina. Okay. So much to say. Sorry, my head gets so filled with all this stuff. So what makes me mad is that Jenny is saying that Angelina sucks, whatever, you were hitting on my man, da da da. Starts talking about Angelina's relationship, but she gets mad if Angelina says anything about her relationship. Mm-hmm. So that's hypocritical. So when Angelina said she's hypocritical, 100% agree. Then she starts bringing in Ronnie.
That
she literally
blew
just
my mind.
Looked at Ronnie and says, and you.
That was so random.
She was so wrong because this is about you and Angelina, and then you start bringing in Ronnie. And I'm sorry, Snooki pissed me off this episode because she starts backing up Jenny. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Angelina said it best. She was like, you always try to deflect. And that's exactly what Jenny did. She brought up Ronnie. And I'm like, this is between you and Angelina. Ronnie is just eating his food, enjoying the drama for once he's not in the drama. And here we go with J-Wow bringing in Ronnie. And he's like, I didn't even do anything.
I'm supposed
to be out of it.
It makes no sense. The only reason she'd bring him in is, like you said, from deflecting the situation. Like, he didn't do anything. Why? And then the part that pisses me off is it's obvious she's deflecting from the situation. But Snooki was like, yeah, like, attacking Ronnie. And then Dina was getting in that. I was like, okay, what is happening? Why was Ronnie before? Ronnie, that was a small part of it. So before we move, we continue talking about, like, the Angelina-Jenny situation.
Yeah.
How did you feel about Ronnie being brought into it? And, like, what, that whole situation, like, what were you thinking the whole time?
I thought it was messed up for Ronnie to get brought into it because, again, he did absolutely nothing wrong.
He literally didn't do anything.
He's not in the draw. He wasn't even at the club. If anything, bring in Vinny, but not Ronnie. Ronnie has zero. Pauly D, zero. None of them know. They don't know what's going on whatsoever. So I felt a little bad for the guy because J-Wow was not only was J-Wow taking low blows at Angelina, but she was taking low blows at Ronnie, and he didn't deserve any of that.
And it showed the deflection because what are you talking about?
Right.
You're literally sitting there talking to Angelina. And then all of a sudden,
she's
she
like,
literally
and you,
but it has nothing to do with him. Like, what are like? I actually was in awe. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, I wanted to be there. I wish I was there to stand up for Angelina, because I'm also a real person. I would look at her and I would say, Angelina, like, you shouldn't have done this. You shouldn't have done that. That's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. I would have. I'm not going to sit there and just be like kiss someone's ass. That's not how I am.
Yeah,
but 100% Jenny was wrong in that whole situation. And if everyone was confused about the week before and the week prior to that about who was right and who was wrong, I mean, Jenny is really showing how immature she is and how she's handling the situation.
Yeah.
And then to top it all off, Snooki was pissing me off because she gets involved.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she and her excuse was Angelina's like, you're Jenny's or you weren't there, Nicole. Why are you in this? And right. her thing is, well, I'm Jenny's friend. Okay, but that doesn't mean you can insert yourself in the drama. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the texting? The texts that Jenny said or that Snooki said, because Snooki said she was trying to help a friend, mm-hmm. but Angelina says that she was coming after her and. What did you think
okay.
about those text messages?
All right, so I'm split on Snooki's behavior. We're going to talk about the text messages first. So with the text messages, like we know exactly what Snooki said because Angelina read them. Mm-hmm. I thought she was on the wrong because how Snooki explained it, it seemed like she was trying to be sincere with Angelina and trying to be a friend. But she really wasn't. It was more of like
read the text.
Threat. And so I really didn't like that.
The reason why, or this showed really how Snooki was really going about the whole situation. Because the way she handled it, the way you handle situations show a lot about like whether you're... It just shows a lot. The way Angelina was talking about the situation, what I liked is she confronted Jenny, because if she had something to hide or she thought she did anything wrong, right. she wouldn't head on stare at Jenny in the face. Snooki, what bothered me was she just out of nowhere started freaking out. Mm-hmm. Watch the confessional. Jenny said, right there, Snooki went after Angelina for me, and that's good. Like, thank God. So yeah. So Jenny had the impression that Snooki attacked her and stood up for
yeah.
her. Then Snooki saying, no, Angelina, I was trying to be a friend to you.
Right.
Angelina said, or she goes, read the text messages. So mm-hmm. Angelina gets her phone and is about to read them. And Snooki's like, I can't. I'm leaving. You're fake. She just didn't want to hear the text message.
And that's what people do when they know they're wrong.
I'm leaving.
They get even more pissed off and mad. And this literally just came to me because I was torn with Snooki, how Snooki was defending JOL. Because on one side, I get it. They're best friends. On the other side, Snooki has nothing to do with this. She wasn't there. But I started thinking, Dina is also good friends with JOL and Snooki. And Dina handled it the right way. She still stood up for JWoww, but she didn't go after Angelina. She was explaining to Angelina, you know, this is what JWoww is trying to say, blah blah blah.
She's still friends with Angelina, like just because all this drama
right,
happened,
exactly.
She's not like, I'm not gonna be friends with Angelina.
Snooki was just being mean.
Hey guys, it's Brianna from the booth. I just was going to chat some of the chat in here in your live chat that's going off about Snooki as well.
Oh, yeah.
Miguel Almeger, sorry if I'm butchering any names, says Snooki should have stayed out of the drama.
Mm-hmm.
Monica Valencia said Snooki was just being nosy.
Mm-hmm.
Jermaine says that Angelina is not the fake one in this fight.
No, absolutely not. And you know what's so funny? She kept saying she's fake, she's fake, she's fake. She literally.
But it's the other way around.
But Angelina was saying they're mean girls. She was right.
They are.
And you could tell the way someone handles it because Snooki goes, starts crying. I'm not a mean girl. That's the last thing. I don't support bullying. It affects me from high school. Well, what you're doing is literally like, well, I don't know what happened to you in high school, Snooki. Like, I'm really sorry about that because, like, I understand it. I was bullied in freaking high school, like I get it,
right?
But I would never act like that. So
there's a proper
feeling she was the mean girl.
There's a proper way to stick up for your friends, and she did it a complete wrong way.
She's just biased because Jenny, and she even said it. Well, she's my best friend, so that's the reason why she's completely biased. Mm-hmm. I get it.
And the thing is, you don't have to agree with Angelina during this fight. You can do exactly what Dina did and just calmly explain, oh, this is where JWoww is coming from. But she's calling her all these names. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just so uncalled for.
And people can say that Angelina freaked out. She did this. Everyone's saying to calm down. I'm sorry. I think Angelina handled it, like, fine. I really don't think she did anything. I'm trying to sit here and not be biased.
She reacted because even with the wine, JWoww was the first to pick up the wine bottle. So Angelina's not gonna look stupid and like look like a punk. Yeah. So she picked up, not condoning violence, but she picked up the wine bottle also.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, I don't like to be a hypocrite. I have so, you know, when you have a best friend, I get it. You stand up for them.
Yeah.
I get it. I try to put myself in that situation. What would I have done? I don't know. I would like to hope I would be reasonable, mm-hmm. but it is hard when you have a best friend or someone you consider family and they do something wrong, you still stand up for them. Like, I get it, but at the same time, that's how Snooki is. It's always this, like, it's just her and Jenny.
Right, and I get it. Snooki is a ride or die type of girl.
Who wrote the note? That's what Ronnie was saying, which we're, after this situation, I'm going to continue and talk about when they all were talking in the room together. Mm-hmm. Because, well, I want to hear what you have to say if you wanted to finish whatever you were saying.
No, go for it. Go for it.
All I was going to say was they, after that whole situation, all the fighting, they... Actually, before I move on, why is Vinny just getting off so easy when he was there and saw everything? Why did Angelina... I'm sorry. I know you don't want to bring people in and under the bus.
Right.
I don't care. If it was me, well, I'd be like, Vinny, you were there. What'd you see? I would bring him right in.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I don't get why JWoww is bringing in Ronnie but didn't mention Vinny's name once. And Vinny was the one there that witnessed everything. He was the only one.
Dina
that
was also there, but she was drunk.
Dina was drunk, so she doesn't remember anything. Vinny was the only one. So she should have brought Vinny into this.
And you know what? These guys pride themselves, guys in general, pride themselves on no drama and all that bullshit. Sorry. Like, that's just like what they do. I'm sorry, Vinny. Like, I don't think he just doesn't want to get involved. That is tough luck for you. You were there, and if you're going to talk about the situation behind everyone's back like he has, to Jenny separately, to Angelina separately,
right,
then you got to get in on this conversation. I just don't have time for that. Sorry, I feel like I'm a part of this family. I feel like I was there. I'm getting so heated. But
you were there spiritually.
I was. I'm like actually trying to like take a breath because I'm just like really involved
in this.
You gave
Angelina that courage to stand up for herself.
I just can't. So they all go up in the room. They're all talking. I like how Angelina, she's cool with the guys, you know?
Yeah.
They're all... I'm curious, looking back on this episode, what everyone thinks, especially Snooki and Jenny. I want them to see, because they think they're right. They think, oh, the roomies got... This is what they probably think. The roomies got our back. We're all together. Like, you know, Angelina's the outcast. If they watch back the situation, Vinny saying how he agrees with Angelina, Ronnie saying that, oh, you know, the Mean Girl situation, like, well, they are the ones that wrote the note with the whole Sammy thing. They all are basically siding with Angelina, and I'm curious if Jenny watches this, and what does she have to say? Because it's going to come out. Like, does she want to look at what her roommates are saying about her?
I'm curious as well, and I'm also curious to see her reaction to the fans, because I've seen a lot of the fans are talking about this, and a lot of them are going towards Angelina's side.
It's just a no-brainer for this.
Right. Obviously, there are some people going on JWoww, but the ratio between the two, Angelina is up here with her fans. Jenny is like about right here.
I really wish we had some of the other girls on this panel because I am so curious what... let us know in the comments. Seriously, I want to know what you guys think because I just... God, this situation is so interesting. Mm-hmm. And then they all go back to dinner. Like I said, the main thing I want to know is what does Jenny think? I'm curious if she's going to... Do you think she'll do a public statement like she did that one time, or is it not even relevant enough,
Jenny,
for her to do this?
She doesn't really do. Well, she did that last time.
Someone I consider a friend.
I looked on her Twitter feed, and I'll talk more about this with news, but I wasn't very. I was kind of disappointed in what she was saying compared to Angelina. And again, we'll talk more about that for news and gossip. But
yeah, and we're almost there. Don't worry. The roommates, they all go back to the dinner table. It's awkward. Angelina takes the higher road, just like everyone said. She apologized. And then Snooki called her fake.
Yes. And the thing is, she said it herself. She can't win. She technically did take Dina's advice, kind of, sort of, but it still didn't work out for her. She was trying to be the bigger person, and still Snooki and JWoww are trying to continue the fight. Yeah. Where Angelina, she, and I don't think Angelina should have apologized, but she did. She tried to be the bigger person, and it's nothing worse. It's so bad when you try to be the bigger person and you don't need to, and then they still knock you down. That's like the biggest slap in the face, and you feel so stupid for doing that.
Well, what really pissed me off, I think, was how Snooki just keeps, you know, was talking so much shit on Angelina and this, that, this, that. She's mad that Angelina called me a mean girl. How dare she? I'm not a mean girl. And then all Angelina said was she apologized, and then she goes, but you're fake. You literally just got mad at Angelina for something that you're doing. She is wrong. I'm sorry, Snooki, that is 100% wrong. Anyone that agrees with Snooki, you're wrong. No, I'm kidding. But, I mean, I'm not. But, no, really, I don't understand how anyone could really see any other side to this. This was so cut and dry for me personally.
Right. And Snooki was just very, she was very one-sided. She didn't try to look at it from another perspective. She was all about, you know, defending JWoww, which I get to a certain degree, but when you get to a point where you're calling someone names and calling her a dumb this and a dumb that,
she's calling her
that was out of line.
And Angelina didn't say any. All she said was, you're mean girl. She never said you're did she? Unless I'm like, don't remember.
I'm pretty sure she was cursing him out, saying stuff like that. Like after,
like that she was dumb and all that. I don't remember her saying that.
But I wouldn't be surprised. Because they were going back and forth at it. But
let us know in the comments below, because I don't remember that specifically. I just remember like Snooki, like, oh God, I don't know. Who in a million years would have thought these couple situations. Who would have thought that people liked would start liking Angelina better than Jenny, and that Mike would be sober, and that Ronnie would still be disaster? Like, this family is so dysfunctional, but we love it so much.
I've always, since the very first season of Jersey Shore, I was always a fan of Angelina. I don't know why. I always liked her. I remember being so bummed when she left the first season, and so happy when she came back for, it was the first season of Family Vacation, right? Where she came back. So I've always been a fan of hers.
I don't think she's changed. I think she's the same person. I don't think she was even bad back then. I just think she had a little bit more of an attitude. Yeah. Probably didn't get along with them because she is so outspoken and she didn't know how to handle it. I think maybe over the years she's been able to handle it. But like her personality, when they say like she's changed, she's still the fun, same like outspoken Angelina.
I think she has more of a backbone. She had a backbone back then, but I think she has more of a backbone. And I don't think she's ever been I don't think she's ever been the disrespectful type. I don't know.
Back in the day, she was a little crazy and got mad and drama for no reason.
I'm torn on that one, but
I didn't like her back in the day.
Really?
I didn't like hate her. I just, when she left, I didn't really care. She was always good TV. Oh my God. We love it. So yeah. I don't know. Honestly, it was so long ago. I've watched reruns knowing how she is now. So it's just like a little different.
Yeah.
But, all right. It is actually time to get into our special segment, Benny. Yeah.
Let's do it. Our special segment, the Spiral Squad. Are you crazy?
This is just.
I think we know. Well, it could differ. We'll see. Wait, who do you have?
I think Jenny and Angelina. Like, they both spiraled into this massive fight.
Yeah, yeah. I would pick. You know what? I'm gonna say Snooki.
Okay.
I'm gonna give it.
That's
to
a
Snooki.
Good one.
Because
she did actually, she
spiraled. And what's so funny is Snooki wasn't even in the drama, and I think she was the one that was the most dramatic. Because she was the one that stormed out the house.
Angelina didn't leave. Jenny didn't leave. It was Snooki stormed out twice.
Right. And so I'm like, come on, Snooki. We love you, Snooki, but I don't know.
Snooki, I have not been liking you lately. And you know what? It sounds bad. It's nothing personal. I don't know you personally.
We don't know them personally. We're looking at it as viewers.
Exactly. And like I said, I know Angelina and Dina personally, but I really, really, really try not to do. I really want to see it's hard when you know certain people and you don't know the other ones. It's like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I met Snooki one time years and years and years ago. But besides that, I think, you know, it's a show. I think a lot of it is real, believe it or not. But we don't know you. We don't know them personally.
Right,
so.
Right.
We're just, it's all in fun. Because I don't want to make any, I don't want to upset anybody, but these are our opinions.
You all make good TV.
Yeah.
I come every Thursday to watch you guys, and I am never disappointed.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sorry, Jenny and Nicole. You guys are not on my good list right now. So hopefully they can turn it around, but God, who knows? There's so much that goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now let's bring it into some news and gossip.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so we're going to start with Miss Angelina. She's actually talking about the fight somewhat. She posted on Twitter saying that she still loves JWoww and she hopes they can get through this. And
I was shocked by that because I didn't even think they ever were friends.
And see, this is the thing. This is why I have to say I'm Team Angelina, because she continues to take the high road, you know?
Yeah.
So, kudos to her.
Like, how are you going to look at that tweet and be like, she's not trying or she's not?
Right.
I mean, unless it's totally fake. Unless she's completely, completely fake and trying to, you know, just get the fans on. I'm just looking at another perspective. Maybe she's trying to get the fans on her side.
Maybe.
And she's, you know, maybe talking shit to Jenny behind her back. Who knows?
Who knows?
But
yeah.
Then again, Jenny would be exposing that. So, I mean,
right.
I tend to believe it.
I want to believe it. I want to believe it. But on the other side of things, you know, JWoww, she hasn't released a public statement about what went down. But she is making little side jokes about what happened during that fight.
Like,
and
what?
One comment
what
she said.
Possibly say?
One thing she said was, and Snooki commented also, they said something like, oh, I wish we would have flipped the table. And I'm like,
what?
Come on. And they were making jokes about them being called mean girls. There was I wish I would have took a picture of this meme, but there's a meme of, you know, the poster Mean Girls.
Yeah.
And it's like Regina George on one side, mm-hmm. and then the three girls, or however it is, you know what I'm talking
about.
And so it's their faces on there. And I think JWoww is Regina George. And then there's Angelina, and then Vinny and Pauly as like the three girls, and
it's just really disappointing because you know what? Like I was saying in this episode, I hope they look back on this episode and see where they went wrong,
yeah,
and see wow, Angelina did really try to apologize, and I called her fake. Like I really was hoping that. So from I'm gonna like go and look after. Let us know in the comments below if you do see other stuff. It'll save some time for us to be like, oh, that's what she said.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, for real though, like I am curious on what they're talking about. If that's how they're gonna go about it, they're literally acting like mean girls. They're doing exactly
what they're
still doing.
Especially with
it.
The tweets. Like you don't have to like do all that.
Like
you know?
They're saying, I'm not a mean girl. I take pride in not being a mean girl. High school, blah 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 blah. And then online, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
Then online, they're talking about flipping tables and being mean girls.
Yeah, all Angelina is doing is she posted the thing about how she hopes her and JWoww can still be friends. And then the only thing she's doing is she's retweeting other people's tweets that are saying that she's on that are saying that they're on her side. You know, but she's not saying, oh, I wish I would have threw the glass at her or the glass bottle at her.
I just, God. All right. Is that all for our news and gossip?
That's all for our news and gossip.
Yeah. If anybody wants to add to our news and gossip, down below, leave
Let
it.
Us
because
know.
After this, I'm going to be getting in the chat with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so before we head out, let's talk about our predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So we got a little take or a little preview of what's to come. So that's like you can kind of predict, but obviously there's an entire full show that we're not going to get. So what are your predictions for it?
I think JWoww is still going to hold that grudge against Angelina.
Mm-hmm.
I think this whole, the next, at least next 2-3 episodes, it's going to be all about the four, the three girls, Angelina, Snooki, and J-Well.
Love it.
Yeah. And
good.
Let's get rid of,
let's stop with the Ronnie thing for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. And I just think there is going to be a lot of drama.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's going to obviously continue. The drama with them. I'm hoping that Ron and Jen are not going to be a part of this. Like, I just don't want to hear about their drama for a while.
I'm tired of that storyline, even though I know we're going to be introduced to it again since that whole arrest. They're gonna catch up to the current news.
We forgot, apart from the news and gossip.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm about to say?
Yes.
Guys, this is the
most important part. I am so sorry. But, yeah, they're back together. J-Wow and 24. How did I forget that? How did I forget that? J-Wow and 24 are back together.
Thank God that we remember that, because I almost forgot that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
No words for that.
Yeah, there's no words. Let us know in the comments below if you think that
that's... Wish them the best.
let us know if you think that it's, like, ridiculous that they're back together. I think it's ridiculous because Jenny takes pride on being, like, a strong woman, powerful, like, role model for her kids, and she takes this guy back. Like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, and you also have to watch out for people's intentions as well.
Exactly.
You know, J-Wow is a very... She's famous.
Yeah.
You know, she has a lot of money. You got to watch out for people like that.
Well, this has been an insane episode. Like, crazy. Probably one of the best. So, I am so excited for next week. Guys, tune in. We are here every Jersey.
I'm not ready.
You're not ready. We're not ready. We need a couple day break, but definitely tune in. Benny, where could we find you?
You guys can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams. Thank you so much for tuning in. Can't wait for next week.
And you can find me on Instagram at Justine Devanna and on YouTube at Let's Face It with Justine. I do a lot of makeup videos, and I also, like I said, love Jersey Shore and will be commenting with you guys. So feel free to always engage in the conversation. We love you. Thank you so much for watching. And until another crazy week of Jersey Day, we will see you next week.
Woo!
Bye, guys.
Later, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV.